What Jefferson is talking about in these quotes is knowledge, information. Yes, education's great. And by the way, the progressives know this. The left wing knows this. That's why they're controlling our schools. That's why 30 or 40 years ago, they started training the current batch of left-leaning teachers who are obliterating American history. Teaching our children at the ages of 6, 7, and 8 about homosexuality, transvestites, and transgender operations. Telling our kids that they know more than the folks, i.e. an attack on the family, and attacking every chance they can, sometimes subtly, sometimes overtly, America and American ideals. Yes, there's exceptions, but unfortunately not enough. And it's particularly rampant in our institutions of quote-unquote higher education. Make me barf. What an oxymoron. I say this a million times, I'll say it a million more times before I breathe my last. The touchstone of the past is the guidepost of the future. That is why they want to erase it. And you're, one of the biggest things you can do, here's the first thing you can do. You can talk to people. You can pass on the link to this radio show or any other radio show like it or any other TV show like it. You can get a copy, a little pocket copy of the Constitution. It'll take you all of 5 minutes to read it and have it handy. Carry it on you. Talk to people about it. Inform your friends, your neighbors, your family, and whoever else you can. Engage, folks. We need to engage. So that's the first thing you can do. Follow the lead of Thomas Jefferson. Follow his thoughts. Inform the population around you. Because the uninformed still vote. Let me give you some more quotes here. How about John Adams? Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. How about Benjamin Franklin? Man will ultimately be governed by God or by tyrants. Let's talk about those two quotes for a moment. Just as Jefferson is sending a message, people must be informed to protect their liberties, so too are these two men sending us a message. And what is it? Whatever your religious belief or lack of religious belief, there is a moral code. And if that moral code breaks down, then the oomph, some of the glue in the Constitution breaks down. And there is a family component. And when families are ripped asunder or families don't exist, you are taking some of the glue out of the Constitution. Why do you think the progressives have a three-pronged, frontal, many-leveled, concerted, unrelenting attack on faith, family, and the Constitution? Because they are all linked together. And I might add the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, is the right to use force to keep them together. Because if you don't keep them together, folks, your freedom goes away. And another famous quote by Jefferson, actually it was by Benjamin Franklin, those who allow their weapons to be turned into plowshares, actually beat into plowshares, will wind themselves plowing for those who didn't. I gave you that quote last week. It's fab. It's great. Patrick Henry. The tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. Yeah. That Second Amendment ain't for plinking rabbits, folks. At all. How about some more quotes from these brave men who gave us the freedoms that we enjoy and that we are allowing to be lost bit by bit, nudge by nudge, chunk by chunk at a time? How about Daniel Webster? "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world." How about William Pitt? "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." How about Thomas Jefferson again? "I would rather be exposed to the inconvenience attending too much liberty than those attending too small degree of it." Let's think about those quotes for a minute, shall we? Daniel Webster basically said 200 plus years ago what I have said since I started this show. Now, he attributes it to the Constitution, and I attribute it to the Second Amendment, which is the protection afforded the people by the founders of the Constitution. It is our duty to uphold and defend the Constitution. Not only to ourselves, not only to the Constitution and the principles and the freedoms and the rights that it grants us, and the protections, if you don't have a corrupt judiciary, that it affords us from a government run amok. But it is absolutely the last line of defense for the planet. The Constitution as an idea, as a principle, as a document that affords men freedom. And ladies, don't get in a twist here. When I say men, it's all inclusive. That affords men freedom is a ray of hope for the entire world. It is something for those who love freedom around the planet to aspire to. It is, as Reagan would call it, the shining document, he'd call it the city, the shining document on the hill. And the Second Amendment, folks, is the last line of defense of the shining document on the hill. We, you and I, anybody listening to this broadcast who owns a weapon, we are the Minutemen. And I would suggest that you get out of your normalcy bias, that you sit with a hot cup of tea, a hot cup of coffee, a cold beer, whatever you do, and take 20 minutes today to close your eyes and reflect on the Constitution, reflect on July 4th, reflect on the founders, reflect on these quotes, reflect on what our current situation is and what you can do. Because I don't know about you folks, but this cowboy ain't going quietly into the night. All right. How about some more? There's another group I'm going to acquaint you with next week. And it is called the National Liberty Alliance. Pretty interesting. Actually, very interesting. But I'm going to leave you today. I've rambled on here for my 40 plus minutes that the show is allotted by the stations. And you know, it's kind of funny, different stations allow me different times. It gets to be quite a pain in the butt trying to do shows that can work from 40 minutes to 56, I think it is. But I do want to tell you that I wish you a happy July 4th. And please, amidst the suds, amidst the sun, amidst the time that I hope you're spending and enjoying with your family, and the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the American flags and the parades, take a few minutes to reflect. Take a few minutes to resolve to yourself, kind of like a New Year's resolve. This is a birthday resolve, a birthday of your country resolve. You owe it to your kids. You owe it to their kids. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to the founders. Reflect on what the Constitution is. Reflect on the freedoms that we still have because they've been whittled away. And make yourself a solemn promise. If you will, an internal duty, honor, promise. Your lives, your fortunes, and your sacred honor. To do what you can. Number one, inform others, engage others, educate others. Number two, take a look at the Oath Keepers link I have down below. Maybe it's for you, maybe it's not. But I can tell you they perform a valuable function. Without a lot of fanfare. They just get her done. And if you're comfortable, join. Number three. Next week, I will have another outfit for you to look at. And if you're comfortable, join. Number four. Get active in your local politics. I mean, quite honestly, I'm not sure that the politics at the national level will ever be completely righted now. I think it's just too askew. But from the state down, the state, the county, or the parish, depending on what state you live in, your town, your neighborhood, this is government you can still play a role in. This is government you can still influence. This is government which is close to the ground, unlike Washington that's up in the progressive ozone. Number four, know the Constitution. It's 3 pages. What do you think? You think you can take 10 minutes and read those 3 pages? Really? You don't have the time to do that. How much time would you spend if somebody came to lock you up because of what you believe or what you did or whatever it is? Boy, would you spend time on that and money and sitting with your attorney and going over this, that. Spend 10 minutes and read the Constitution. Be a great patriot. spend 20 minutes and read the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, and read the Declaration of Independence also. Read all the cornerstone, the triangle of the foundation of our freedoms, so that you can talk intelligently to others when you are doing step one, informing. And I think you will find that as you read those words, you might just be transported back when men in hiding with no protection stood against a tyranny with a material power, not an inner power, a material power far, far, far greater than theirs, with bounties on their head. You owe it to those guys. Some of them died. Some of them were hung. For you. So you could eat that hamburger today. So you could listen to this show. So you could go wherever you want to go with your family on July 4th, 230 plus years later. Read what they wrote. Number 5, stand up. Get off your duffs. Stop pissing and moaning. Stop spending the time that I'm sure you do decrying the current state of affairs, and get busy changing them. If all of us who believe as I speak, even if it's not exactly as I speak, but in some degree either side of my beliefs, if all of us link arms, link minds, link spirits, we can do this. So let's say we get started right now. There might not be a tomorrow. Enjoy July 4th, folks. If you get a chance, check out the Threads West Series book site, www.threadswestseries.com. The new audiobooks rock. They really do. And the publishers have a terrific special going on for them over the 4th, and I think it's going to continue a little bit after that. But they have a limited supply. This is not hype, because we are the first, they are the first publishers, I'm the first author to bring my audiobooks out on digital. I don't mean download. Yeah, you can get them at all the usual places, Audible and CD Baby, etc. But if you buy from the publishers, you will get a thumb drive. The really cool thumb drive is like a credit card with a Threads West logo. The other one is more like a typical thumb drive. They come in a great little package, burlap bags, an American flag. They really did a great job. I mean, terrific job. And the reading by Jack Baer rocks. Boy, is he good. Great voices. I mean, just terrific. And they have a huge markdown on them over the weekend. www.threadswestseries.com. You'll never have another scratch CD. You won't lose a disc. You won't misplace the package. It won't get stuck in your CD player. You can plug this into anything. Your phone. Your computer. For those of you with certain TVs, your TV, your car, You can listen to them anywhere. And they don't take up a lot of space. You're not carrying like a box around. It's pretty cool. It really is. I think it's going to be the new wave in audiobooks, actually. And for those of you waiting for book four, it is coming, and I apologize for the delays. However, the last 6 months, if you visit the website, and that's another thing you could do, sign up at the website. It'll keep you right up to date on what my signing activities, my speaking activities, all that stuff is, and when the books are coming out and what's going on. It's probably the only reliable source of information out there because I hear all sorts of crazy stuff. Happy birthday, America. May you have many more. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Talk to you next Saturday.